All right, Alexander, let's discuss the Supreme Court decision that, well, the mainstream media is saying that it was a Trump loss and decision. They pretty much denied Trump, former President Trump, a request to halt the release of his taxes and financial records and all of that to Cyrus Vance from the Manhattan DA. These guys in Manhattan have been chasing after Trump and his taxes now forever. It's like the coyote chasing the roadrunner. It's really sad that this is still going on. But okay, so it's been framed as a loss for Trump. Once again, the Supreme Court the narrative is that the Supreme Court is handing Trump another loss. But I don't know. I read into this and I'm thinking, okay, I don't understand what the big deal is with this Trump tax witch hunt, and that's what it is. And Trump came out with a similar statement that this is once again the greatest political witch hunt, and it's looking like that. I mean, they just can't forget this guy. He lives in their head rent free. I mean, forever in perpetuity. It's incredible. Anyway, what do you make of this decision?
By the way, I entirely agree with that. I mean, this is a completely banal case. I mean, that very, very rich people, billionaires, and large commercial organizations. I mean, they have issues with taxes, and there's nothing unusual about this. This is completely standard. Bog standard, if I could say, litigation. I'm going to come to that in a moment. But I mean, you're absolutely right. The only thing that makes this at all interesting is that Donald Trump is involved. And of course, there's no doubt, I'm sure that some people, Cyrus Vance, quite possibly the Southern District of New York, is running this to some extent in order to make a personal name for himself and establish himself as a big figure in future Democratic Party politics. Of that, I have no doubt. But the fact is, it's a very simple point. Donald Trump is trying to keep his tax returns away from and his tax information, his financial information, away from Cyrus Vance, who wants to see it. I think anybody looking at this objectively would have said that Cyrus Vance, as an investigator, has the right to look at that information. But Donald Trump did not want this to happen before or during the election for entirely obvious reasons. Had he disclosed any of this information, we would to Cyrus Vance, we would have been reading all about it in the New York Times the following day. So he didn't want to disclose it then. And he began a whole series of court cases to slow things down until after the election was well underway. The courts, who understood exactly what was going on, went along with it. So now the election is well in the past. The Supreme Court has said, well, we're not prepared to consider this issue, which is completely unsurprising. And objectively speaking, probably the correct result. Cyrus Vance will get his information. There'll be some talk and discussion. Of course, the media at the moment are in ecstasies because they imagine this is going to result in some terrible things for Trump. What I predict will happen is what always happens in litigation of this kind. There will be some discussions, a settlement will re be reached, the Trump organization will pay some more in taxes, and that will be the end of the matter because the revenue people, the IRS, their only concern, one must assume, is to collect taxes, to collect money. They're not interested in anything else. That's always been my assumption and my experience when dealing with tax authorities. And they are looking to cut a deal. Donald Trump will be looking to cut a deal, and I predict a deal will be cut. And I am sure it will be, because if it is not, and the IRS and all the other tax officials and Cyrus Vance and all of those are foolish enough to take this to court and litigate it further, then we will be bogged down in years and years of litigation, which will in the end probably go in Donald Trump's way, as these things normally do. So I don't think it is in anybody's interests to let this thing drag on. But Donald Trump achieved what his true objective was, which was to postpone this until after the election.
What if the IRS is weaponized? Two questions. What if the IRS is weaponized in much the same way that Obama weaponized the IRS, which he did? So that's question number one. So what if the IRS is going to go after Trump because the Democrats in the Obama years, when Obama weaponized the IRS, deem it as such? They say, IRS, go after him no matter what. Don't cut a deal no matter what. We don't care. We want you to go after Trump. That's question number one. And question number two is, on the back of question number one, is maybe this is the whole point of it, is not so much to care about the taxes or a deal that's going to be cut or anything like that. Who cares? Maybe the whole point is a marketing point. In other words, to keep Trump in the news, to keep people radicalized, to keep people divided, to keep the mainstream media talking about this and big tech amplifying these stories and Bloomberg to write articles, Orange Man bad, and The Hill to say Orange Man bad, and CNN and MSNBC. You get the point. What if the point of all of this is, look, Cyrus Vance, this is Pelosi and Schumer. Look, Cyrus, keep this thing going for a year or two or three, as long as you can. And I'll talk to Jack Dorsey, and I'll talk to Zook, and you know, all these guys at CNN, and I'll tell them to keep this story, you know, on the front line, amplify it, because this is all about marketing and PR. And once again, keep Trump in the news. It's good for business. It's good for the Democrats. It's it keeps the country divided, keeps the country radicalized, all these things.
Well, okay, let's deal with those two possibilities. The first possibility, which is that the IRS is politicized and it conducts a political feud against Donald Trump and takes him to court. It goes to court. There will be protracted litigation. Donald Trump has the resources to defend himself in that litigation. At the end of it, he will win and the IRS will lose, and it will have to pay large amounts of money in costs, because that would be, I predict, the inevitable outcome of a case like that. It is very, very difficult to get a conviction in this kind of case, and certainly not if the other side is looking to settle. So that almost inevitably guarantees, all but guarantees, that such a prosecution in the end would fail. As to the second, yes, it does keep Donald Trump in the news. Yes, perhaps to some extent that does keep the Democratic Party united, which I suspect is part of the agenda, because the Democratic Party is now deeply divided on all sorts of issues. But of course, what it also does by keeping Donald Trump in the news is that it makes it easier for him to build up his political movement, which he is currently doing, win over the Republican Party to his side, and show to the people who support him up and down the United States. Remember, there were 74 million of them in the election which has just happened, that he is, in fact, somebody who the establishment hates and is pursuing these vendettas against through the IRS and the court and in all sorts of other ways. So I predict if they do that, it would work for Trump. By the way, we've been hearing so much about all these cases that are going to be brought against Donald Trump. The latest information I've heard is that, you know, there was all that story about, you know, the payoff to Stormy Daniels. Remember her? Remember all that? Remember how, you know, he paid her hush money and the other playmate hush money, and it, supposedly this is all going to result in a prosecution. The Justice Department, Joe Biden's Justice Department, as it now is, has apparently looked at that and has decided that there's no case to bring. So even they are finding it difficult to put together a case, because, of course, the problem is that case has to be argued in court and it has to be argued in front of a jury. And yes, there are some juries where jurors bring to the case their political biases. And of course, that will happen and can happen in places, perhaps especially like New York. But ultimately, it is risky. It is difficult, because what juries do is difficult to predict. And it's expensive if it all goes wrong. And it can very, very easily blow up in your face. And I predict that if they bring this case, in that kind of way, that is what will happen, and that it will be Donald Trump, not the Democrats, who will come out stronger for it. My own expectation is that in the end, sanity on these kind of issues will prevail, and the IRS, which, however weaponized it's become, doesn't want to take on a billionaire like Donald Trump, who won 74 million votes in an election, will agree to settle this case, which is what I predict will happen.
Yeah, I agree. And I think the marketing angle of it, the optics angle that the Democrats are hoping to gain out of this will eventually boomerang and hit them right back. But they'll still go after it because it's part of their making. It's what they do.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I completely agree. I mean, I, by the way, thought the same about the impeachment. And I think we are already starting to see how the impeachment is actually working in Trump's favor. I mean, it failed, and it failed in a way that hasn't worked well for the Democrats. They demoralized their own base because it failed, and they reinforced Trump's base and made him stronger within the Republican Party. So, but I agree, they are so obsessed and fixated with Donald Trump that they don't know how to let go. And they will go on pursuing these foolish campaigns, which in the end will get nowhere for them and which will backfire on them, as this case will.
Yeah, they keep them in the news, number one. And number two, they can't. I mean, yeah, they keep him in the news, but they can't let him go. And they can't let him go, one, because they're obsessed with him. But number two, if you let him go, then you have to start looking at Biden. I mean, that's the last thing they want people to do, is actually look at Biden.
That is an extremely good point. I mean, that is absolutely right. And of course, I mean, that is partly the purpose of all of this, is to keep the attention away from the fact that we have an administration that, frankly, I'm going to use a euphemism, lack substance. I mean, that's it seems to me straightforwardly the fact. So you keep the whole thing focused, the whole story focused on Donald Trump, running the risk thereby that you make him into an even stronger political force come the 2022 and 2024 elections.
Yeah, I agree, but they don't have much of a choice.
they don't have
much of a choice. I've been watching some of the press conferences, and one at the Secretary of State, the Department of State press conference with Biden, and Matt Lee just tore the guy apart. I mean, the Biden administration is a complete mess.
Absolutely. I agree. They're not even succeeding, which I have to say did surprise me, in getting many of their cabinet and appointments filled. I mean, that isn't going well either. Which I have to say did surprise me. It suggests that they're not even well organized on that front, too. So there we go. I mean, it's a hollow administration led by a hollow man.
Yeah. All right. We'll leave it there. Guys, look for us on all the other video platforms. Parler, Gab, not a video platform, but look for us on Parler, on Gab. Look for us on BitChute, on Odyssey, and on Rumble. And go to the Duran Shop, look for Alexander's channel, look for my channel, and go to our sponsor, which is Greek Travel Gurus, and plan your trip to Greece, guys. 10% off on a planning fee, 20% off on private tours. Just use the code DuranGreeceTrip. You'll find the link down below for that code and for all the information. So if you're planning to travel this summer, go through Greek Travel Gurus. They will hook you up with a real sweet deal. And the best part about all of it, the best part is that it is risk-free. Even up to the day of your travel, if something should happen, you will not lose your money. That is the most important part. So Greek Travel Gurus, and use the code DuranGreeceTrip to get those awesome discounts.
Indeed. And can I just say, I mean, if you want to go to Greece and see what, you know, all the great beauties and wonders that Greece does actually have, it's a small country. It's got the largest coastline in Europe. and it's got some of the best sea in Europe if you're interested in, you know, sea and swimming and having that sort of a holiday, or if you're interested in a holiday where, you know, you go and see all the antiquities. Greece has, you know, amazing antiquities, or want to hike in the beautiful Greek countryside, or enjoy the food and, you know, the lively and cheerful and hospitable side of Greece. Well, you can find all of those things from Greek travel gurus. They provide a bespoke service. They will provide you with the kind of holiday that you want and which suits you. So please look them up, and as Alex said, they provide you with that guarantee for your money, which is important in these hard times.
All right, take care, everybody.